good. How about yourself?
Not too bad in the truck today.
Can tell.
Yeah.
Trying to drive the truck once or twice a week, keep it all in working order.
Trying to think of when it was. Sometime last week or week before last. I tried to get in it, and man, she barely wanted to turn over. She wasn't hardly having nothing to do with it. So I threw it on the charger and made sure both batteries were charged up. You know, unplugged any non-essentials. And so far, she's been doing good. So I don't know. It just has a tendency to drain the battery if it don't get, you know, driven much. So figure I'll at least take it out once a week.
The computer has a small draw on it all the time that never goes away, and it will eventually draw the batteries down if you don't drive it some.
I used to drive the truck, so Tuesday's kind of the day where I got to go to work and turn around and go home and go to Boy Scouts, so don't really have time to charge the car, so it's a good enough excuse that I can drive the truck at least one day a week.
I get it. But letting them set one is the worst thing you can do for them. So just keep it. If you want to keep it going.
Keep that. I know it's set one time before for a decent amount of time, and man, it run like crap once I finally started driving it again. Like I said, now I got a good excuse. I'll just drive it on Tuesdays at least, and just let the car sit, and the wife can drive it around town if she wants to, and do whatever she wants to do and needs to do.
I wonder where Ken's at this morning.
I said he would be back this morning, but I don't know. Maybe they stayed another day, or he took the day off and sleeping in. That still don't sound like him, though.
Maybe I'll shoot him a text later today and see what's going on.
What's that?
Good day yesterday. Business was good. Everybody seemed to be in a good mood. So it was actually a good day.
You always look forward to days like that.
Definitely look forward to those. Hopefully today is another good day, another copy of that. It would be, but we never know what today holds, so all we can do is get up and keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely that. I tell you what, though, I am ready to go to the beach. I'm ready to sleep in for a few days and get up and sit outside the camper.
Definitely ready for a break. I know that. I don't have one scheduled, so I might have to figure out something.
If you got something playing, but yeah, it sounds like you need to get one playing.
Need to look into something anyway. I need a break and change the scenery.
Something, take a few days off and unwind and work or anything else going on.
Roger that. I haven't taken any time off all year, so it's definitely time for something.
Time of year to do it. Not too hot yet, so depending on where you go. It won't be that bad, and it's actually good camping weather if you want to do something like that as well. The only downside about having the camper at the beach, it kind of pushes us to go do that more than tent camping or something else. So, but I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to going and sitting on the beach for a few days and hopefully get some fishing in.
Everything goes good for you, and you get to enjoy that. Y'all are leaving, what, Thursday?
Was tomorrow. I always do this whenever we plan a trip. I never want to leave the day we plan. I always want to leave earlier.
Before a vacation is always a tough one.
I'm trying to talk the wife into leaving. Like, why don't we just see if we go down Wednesday just instead of Thursday? This is one more day.
Vacation is something you never get enough of. So why not one more day?
How about that? J-Po with me this time and see how I do on the 2 meter repeaters down there, see if I can hit some of the DMR ones that I normally can't hit.
Hey, have you seen anything about this microblogging for JSA Golf?
Two YouTubers tried out. The one's the tech prepper or something like that, and then the other one's the guy that's OH something. I don't remember. He does a lot of the, I don't want to say preppery stuff, but that was his thing that he started talking about. But it's almost like you had to have something running on your computer, and they're just, I guess, more proof of concept. Like, if you were to try to pass news, how would you do it, you know, in some type of situation where that was the only access you had? Yeah, I guess you could do it.
I'm just curious what your thoughts on it was. I was watching some stuff on it yesterday. You got to leave one computer running all the time, and right to that computer. You don't have to just do a small call and get it. You can send right to that one computer to put their call sign in. So that's a pretty neat feature, I mean, for that.
That'll be pretty neat. I mean, it's a pretty neat idea, proof of concept to watch them do it. And I don't know. I can't see me doing it, but you know, if that's something they want to do, I definitely wouldn't discourage it. I mean, I'd like to see, servers set up to where you could actually send commands to it, like some of those guys do, and see what type of little micro blogs they have. I don't know.
Tech Purple was doing, he had some commands he was sending. I can't remember them right now, but there was like 4 or 5 commands that you could send, and it would do different things. Kind of like Winley.
Are you starting to head into the black hole? You want to go to 285?
Roger that. KO4HK, USY 285.